It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number two, and that means it's time for Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. For the best single game RV value in Happy Valley, check them out. That's GoPSURV.com or call 800-519-8467, and you get a chance to talk to our buddy Mark. Well, Ross, you ready to do our scouting report here?
I am. I'm fired up about it.
All right. We've got two commits this week. Well, one of them announced this week, but he had signed previously. Which way you want to go first, Ross? Smith, Vilbert, or Devon Ellis?
Well, I want to start first with, can they, when a kid silently commits and he silently signs, he wants to wait to an all-star game, can they just tell me so we don't spend 3 weeks talking about how they need a D tackle? Yeah. They got to get a D tackle. It's important. Let's start with him. Let me just say, by the way, I think both these kids are really good. I can't believe the Smith-Vilbert kid's a three-star. I guess he's a real late bloomer, but both these kids are good. Devon Ellis, you want to? Are you going to do the Andy Shea, the whole
give you a number? You get, 6'2", 280, four-star defensive tackle from Maryland. How was that?
Pretty good.
That was the condensed version.
Pretty good.
So we can spend more time with you.
That was the condensed version. So he goes to McDonough High School, which is a private school down there. Same high school as, what's the kid, the D-tackle they got this year?
Mustafer.
PJ yep. Mustafer. Same high school. So he's not a monster size-wise like a Fred Hansard, but 6'2", 280 is about what you're looking for. Like, if you look at, like, the best guys in the NFL, a lot of them, the Geno Atkins, Aaron Donald, Gerald McCoy, you know, they're all kind of in that range. There aren't guys that are, like, 6'5", 340 and have that kind of explosion. But he's impressive. I would almost say he's not a monster, but he has prototypical size for the position. Your best T tackles, I would say, seemingly end up being between like 6 foot and maybe 6'3", 280 and 300, maybe 305, 310, and just fly off the football, come off the rock. He has terrific burst and power off the snap. Like, you can just see he is running off the football, has a lot of pop as he comes off, and that's what you want. I mean, the difference-making players are the guys that their initial quickness and get-off allows them to get into the backfield to make big difference-making plays, and he has that. Terrific burst and power off the snap. What I was really impressed by with him is his hand usage already. I mean, he's only a high school kid, yet when it's the run game, he was getting into guys, locking them out, feeling where the play was supposed to go, fighting pressure with pressure, disengaging, making plays. Like, he looks like, I mean, I couldn't do that in high school. Maybe a couple times, but he looks like he's been trained pretty well with hands inside the breastplate, lockout, exchange, and when he's pass rushing, he's got a nice swim move. I mean, he showed nice hands when he's pass rushing already. Like, he looks to me like a guy that could help next year if they need him to, and they probably need him to. I mean, he can probably fill, you know, not quite the same level, but could be in the Kevin Givens role. It's tough for a true freshman.
Yeah.
But the true freshmen that Alabama and Ohio State and Clemson get are able to do it. And so maybe this guy's able to do it. What I like about him is he flashes some nasty and has a great motor. Like, he's nonstop, and when he sees a quarterback, he is chasing those guys down and then grabbing them by the waist and slinging them down. Like, he's got some swag, some nasty to him. He's got some finish. Sometimes I watch these kids and they're, you can tell how physically gifted they are, but it looks like they're, it doesn't look like they're out there really trying to do people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, football's fun. You know, football's fun if you're really trying to. Like, he looks like he's out there to kick you-know-what and take names and let you know about it. And I like that about him. He's got a little attitude to him. Nice closing speed. Pretty good competition. I mean, McDonough, they play the top private schools like Archbishop Wood, Berks Catholic, all the way around. The ones down in Baltimore. And I mentioned also nice feel for the blocking schemes. I'm trying to think, Bob, who are some of the other D tackles that they've gotten recently? Like, he's better than – he looks to me like a better Shelton. Like, Shelton's right. body type and size, but just better, more explosive, more athletic. But he's better than Barber. He's better than Hansard. He's better than, in terms of the high school video. Who else was there?
Well, how about Mustafa? Like, are they different players? Or how would you just say, since they went to the same school?
I would say Mustafa, I think I remember being a little bit more impressive.
Are they different skill sets, similar skill sets?
Similar. I think Mustafa was bigger and stronger. But this kid might be a little bit more athletic and explosive. By the way, a year ago, that was the two defensive tackles for the high school team. I mean, it's just... You know, picture like if you're like some crappy high school, you line up at center or guard. You're like, are you kidding me? Like, are you kidding me with these
guys? I think
guys?
I'm coming up lame that game, right?
Yeah, I mean, not real good. But no, he's impressive. That was a big get for them because they want to continue to own and get a lot of the kids out of the DMV area and Baltimore. They want that to be a nice pipeline. That's going to be tested now with Loxley being at Maryland. It's a huge position of need. They had spots open. I mean, it's about – out of everybody that we talked about post-signing day, he's the most important get. He was the number one guy that they had to get, and they got him.
In a position of need. Well, before I go to the break there, Ross, does this guy get Penn State closer to that elite status that you often talk about at the defensive tackle position?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a chance with guys like him, Mustafa, on the edge, you know, Awe, and some of these guys they have, Yitor Gross-Matos. Like, a defensive line should look like Gross-Matos at one side, who's a little bit thicker, Awe at the other, Mustafa at probably the nose, a guy like Ellie's at the three. That's what you're looking for. So that step one is to have a D-line that looks like that, okay? Step two is to have 10 of them.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? I mean, if we're – and that's the thing. Like Alabama and Clemson, they come at you in waves. I mean, I had never even heard of that Quinnen Williams kid who's a redshirt sophomore until this year.
Top five pick.
How much did he even play in 2017 for Alabama? He starts playing this year. I'm like, who is 92? And he's going to be a top five pick in the NFL draft now.
Just as a quick aside, mentioning that about Alabama, if you had to guess, Alabama's second team, how high would they be ranked?
I tweeted that one time, at Ross Tucker NFL. I think that they would...
21.
They would definitely be ranked. I don't think they'd be top 10. I mean, you're talking... there's only 85 scholarships. A lot of them are true freshmen.
21.
You make that sound like a criticism. Oh, they won't be top 10, but the backup team will be, what, 15th, 16th, top 20?
Well, if we're talking last year, they had a pretty good quarterback with Jalen Hurts. I mean, their running back would have been Josh Jacobs, who's going to be a first-round running back because they started Damian Harris. I mean, pretty good, actually. Maybe top 10. I don't know. Maybe at the bottom end of top 10.
All right. You're listening to Tucker's Tape, brought to you by the best single-game RV experience in Happy Valley. That's gopsurv.com. Let's move on to the next one. Smith Vilbert. When do you think is the first time someone's going to mistake and call him Vilbert Smith?
I mean, I thought you had the name transposed when I was looking at it. That's one of the more unique Penn State names I think I've heard in a long time.
All right. To fill my Andrew P. Shea obligation, 6'6", 250, defensive end, 3-star from New Jersey.
Right. And he is, maybe you know this, Jim, I don't have all the backstory on him, but I think he was a basketball guy.
Yes. My understanding is he played basketball. I don't know if it was just all the way up to his senior year. But as you talked about earlier, if you don't go to the camps and do all that, you're a little bit late to the party. You're not going to get that 4th star. But apparently – and you're someone who played basketball in high school, as I recall – that's those skill sets, the foot speed, the balance, all that stuff must really translate. In fact, there's always been stories, Bob, of Joe Paterno scouting potential players at their basketball games instead of their football games.
Well, I remember the Harvard coach came to watch me play basketball, and what really is it's body control for the size. So I was 250 pounds, you know, playing some whatever high school, Schuylkill Valley. And he just saw me dribbling. He saw me make a couple threes. Like, he saw me bring the ball up the court. He's like, 6'4", 250, and doing that? Like, sounds good to me. So I think Vilbert thought of himself as a basketball player until recently, and that's why he's kind of behind. Plus, he went to St. Joe's, and they've got some studs. I mean, the guy, the other DN on his team, Little Howard, Howard Cross, I've known since he was this big. It's Howard Cross's son.
The tight end from the Giants.
He's the New Jersey State Player of the Year. He's going to Notre Dame. So I think he got overshadowed by Howard Cross's son. But 6'6", he has unbelievable frame, which is your body type. Then length, which is really the length of your arms. And size potential. Unbelievable. Nice burst off the ball. Shows really good closing speed. Uses his hands well. He's a high-effort kid. Great competition. I mean, St. Joe's, they're playing Bosco and Bergen, and they're basically playing an all-star schedule. Like, their offensive linemen they go against all look like D2 kids or better. I mean, they are good, and he did very well. The issue was, even on his highlight video, half the time when he was getting there to make a sack, Howard Cross beat him to the guy. I mean, the DN on the other side beat him there. It's crazy to watch their video because I can't imagine what Howard Cross's video looks like, because every time Smith Vilbert gets a sack, Howard Cross was there first or like right at the same time. But I think they might even look at him as having more potential, because Howard Cross's kid's only like 6'2", 250, just hell on wheels. The one thing I didn't see on his video is that they didn't show any run defense. Like, it was just him coming off the edge and making plays and sacks and tackles for loss. Like, I wanted to see him a couple times against offensive tackle, extend, fight him off, make the play in the run game. Mm-hmm. He strikes me as a guy, and it probably works out well at the end. He's probably going to have to redshirt and is still a little raw. And the fact that there's not one run play on it makes me think, maybe that's not exactly his strength or cup of tea at this point. But he's a definite take. I mean, he's a mold of clay that you love to work with, and that's why he had all the scholarship offers recently that he did.
Is he similar to Owe?
Yeah, just thicker at this point. Maybe not quite as athletic, but thicker.
All right, that's it for quarter number two from the Labatt Blue Studio. Ask Ross is next.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.